welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to talk about this week is the end of dieting. You know, we talked last week about building a long-term plan for your success. And in order to do that, we really need to eliminate the idea of dieting to lose weight. Okay? The big one is this. Physically, dieting causes your body to slow down the metabolism. All right? Anytime you drastically cut calories, fats, carbs, any drastic shift to the food intake you're doing, what ends up happening is your body, although your mind knows that you're doing it to lose weight, your body responds by thinking there's a food shortage, and it starts to shut down to basically hold on to and store the food for as long as possible. Okay? So what ends up happening for a lot of people is, you know, they follow a diet for a while, their metabolism begins to slow down, and then all of a sudden they either fall off the plan or they reach their goal and they go back to eating the way they used to. But now what happens is they're doing it with a slower metabolism and they can't handle that much food. And so their weight very quickly goes back to where it started or it goes even higher. Okay? So we need to be careful of that. The solution is to make short, you know, smaller shifts in how you're eating. Okay? It's estimated that if you make a 10 or 15% cut in calories, or foods that you're eating, that you won't even notice it, right? It'll just kind of fly under the radar. And that's what we're looking for. It'll not only fly under the radar psychologically, but also physiologically. Your body won't recognize it as any drastic change and will continue to operate at the same level and the same efficiency. Now, the bigger challenge of diets, in my opinion, is the psychological aspect of it. And I say it's the bigger component because I believe that dieting is a very challenging thing to stay motivated with. Now, if you think about it, most people, again, they think weight loss, they think diet. But the problem with dieting and most people's understanding of it is that it's a short-term thing, right? What I mean by that is it might be a long-term thing for some people, but it's something you're going to do until you lose the weight, right? I'm going to eat this way until I lose the weight I want, and then, you know, then I'll go back to the way I was eating, or then I'll feel so good, I'll learn how to eat, you know, and change how I'm going to eat then. I'll deal with that then, okay? The problem with that is that on a deeper level, what it starts to mean is that, oh, I'm going to have to eat this way for the rest of my life if I want to maintain the body I want. Or I eat this way to lose weight, but then I don't know what to do once I have lost it, okay? Or I've tried dieting so many times in the past and I've failed that it just never works. So I don't know why I'm trying again. And people start out with that sort of feeling and that idea in their mind. Okay? And if that's the case, we need to use a different approach. And so the approach I'm suggesting is this, where we're making strategic changes in our habits and our behaviors. Okay? The habitual things that you do. You want to retrain yourself so that you begin craving new and healthier foods. And you want to use what we used last week and begin asking the question, can I do this long term? Is this a food I could eat for the rest of my life? Is this a food I could never eat again for the rest of my life? Right? You want to begin long-terming it. And while the difference will be this, you won't be able to be as drastic with your choices, perhaps. And so you may think that the weight might not come off as quickly. But I want to tell you that that's very often not the case. Okay? Because I've seen miraculous things happen when someone all of a sudden believes that they are creating a way of life now that they're going to be able to live for the rest of their lives, as opposed to they're living a way that they're temporarily going to do with their temporary results, okay? So you want to create a long-term plan, and you need to get rid of dieting to do that, I believe, all right? I don't know too many people that are on a long-term, forever diet, right, that are happy, okay? So again, I'm using the word diet as in, you know, these strict diet plans. I'm talking about what you want to do is you want to create a way, a habitual pattern of eating and acting that is going to give you the results that you want, okay? And it's a longer term thing that you're doing, but you're also going to get longer term results. And when you think about it in this way, you're going to find that it becomes more automatic. It doesn't require as much conscious thought. And so that's a key thing. Okay, so like I said, we've kind of been covering some things up to this point. What we're going to start doing is getting to more specific techniques. I want to begin showing you how to tap into the power of your mind and use that so that you begin behaving the way that you want to automatically. Okay? And the first exercise is this. Understand that when you think about dieting, you have an idea what it is, right? You get this meal plan or you get like these strict rules and guidelines and then you just follow them. But when you think about long-term eating, not following a plan, just eating, leaving it up to you, you might only have like, oh, well, if I do that, then I'll be overweight, or I don't really know how I would do that. So what you need to do is take the time and think about what would it be like if in the morning you woke up and you ate, I don't even know, you know, a cantaloupe. Again, this is something you need to fill in the blanks for what you want to do, what you want to eat. But I want you to begin thinking about what your day would look like if you had these automatic and natural behaviors and eating patterns that would give you the body you wanted. And I want you to play it through in your mind, just kind of walk through the day. Now, some people can visualize very clearly. You might be able to see yourself going through your day. Some people are more auditory. They could hear themselves talking to themselves. They could hear people complimenting them, asking them questions about what they're eating, whatever. It doesn't matter. You just want to go through your day in your mind and imagine what it would be like if you did the things that you knew were going to give you the body you wanted. Okay? Begin thinking about that. And we can do it right now, real quick. If you close your eyes for a moment, just do it now. Just imagine if it's the morning when you're watching this, imagine the rest of your day and see yourself and imagine yourself eating the way that you want to. If it's evening and you got tomorrow ahead of you, then you can imagine what it'd be like to wake up in the morning naturally craving the foods that you want. Okay? Now, for some people, you might not know what those foods are. Some people need to educate themselves, right? You either know what to do and can't get yourself to do it, or you don't know what to do and you need to learn what those things are, and then you get yourself to do it. Okay? So either one of those, if you don't know what to do, do some research. Right? You begin to learn. Because you need to have a clear idea in your mind. The more clear you are about what you're going to do, the more detailed you know what you need to do, the easier it's going to be. Okay? Especially with the techniques and the tools you're going to learn. And especially starting with next week's lesson. Okay? So I want you to spend some time and think about this. Play around with this. Allow your mind to mull over what it would be like if you became a person who naturally chose the healthier foods, who craved the healthier foods. Right? And what you're going to find is notice how much different that is from dieting. Dieting is a very consciously influenced, focused, willpower exercise. And it's very difficult to maintain long term. What we're talking about here is a much longer term strategic plan to get the body you want. Okay? So have fun with this and I'll talk to you next week.